Hi, my name is Kim Fox, and I teach at the American University in Cairo. I teach several courses in the Journalism and Mass Communication Department. This semester, I'm teaching two sections of multimedia writing, and that's a 200-level course, and one section of radio production, and that's a 400-level course. So I'm trying to do some quick podcasts to recap what's happened for the week from my teaching perspective. So I'll start with the 400-level course. Last week, the students had their first audio project due, relatively simple, based on the This I Believe stories from the segment This I Believe. And their segments were pretty nice. Still reviewed a couple of those, and this week they had to listen to features on NPR as well as World Vision Report. Not necessarily to make comparisons, but to listen to some longer features and to listen to the production quality of those features. And they seemed to get it. A lot of them listened to some of the same stories, which was very good for the class discussion, as they not only talked about how it was produced and the use of NAT sound, but the content. Particularly, they listened to a story that must have been released on Valentine's Day, something or another about how the poor can't afford to get married in Egypt. And they began to want to talk about the content. So that sort of created a lively discussion. They seem to be doing a pretty good job getting things posted to their blog and blogs, and they're using Blogger to do that. So those were some observations from that class. Next week, their audio assignment is to gather some NAT sound. And they only have to gather five pieces, so it shouldn't be too bad in that regard. I'm a little disappointed in the 400-level course because they have yet to listen to a very important and information-rich module that I assigned them to read. It's called Telling Stories with Sound, and it comes from newsu.org. And for whatever reason, they give me really lame excuses about not having read it. They say the website doesn't work. I'm like, well, I've got it pulled up right here. It's obviously working. Well, I looked at it on Sunday. I'm like, that was 3 days ago. Maybe it wasn't working that day or that time, but you have to be a little bit more proactive and continue to see if the website is operable or not. So I'm disappointed because that module is really, really a good walkthrough for people who are new to working with audio, and especially in terms of gathering sound and gathering sound in the field. So I don't know how I'm going to sort of force them down that road. I refuse to spend class time on it. It's something that they need to read on their own. So that's the struggle I have with that. And otherwise, it seems like they're going to come through okay, you know, in terms of learning the equipment and even getting to the editing part. We'll be using Audacity. It was my hope that the school would invest and get the licenses for Adobe Audition, but that has not happened yet. So we're going to end up using Audacity, and hopefully we'll get everyone to work with that very nicely without too many glitches. They seem to be moving along at a pretty good pace, I'll say right now. So thanks for listening to my brief podcast, and again, I'll be talking about some of my teaching, what happens that goes well or things that might not go so well, as I try to evaluate how to do things differently. Not just on a course-by-course basis, but on an assignment basis as well. Thank you.